And more now on the president's speech. We're joined by longtime foreign policy expert Leslie Gelb. He's a former high official at the Departments of State and Defense. He's now president emeritus at the Council on Foreign Relations. Mr. Gelb, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Your overall reaction to the speech, sir?
Good step forward in explaining his strategy. A good step forward in increased honesty and in owning up to past mistakes.
I was interested to hear Mr. Bush compare Iraq to Japan in the Second World War and the resolve of President Truman. Here's that portion of the president's speech.
Like today, there were many skeptics and pessimists who said that the Japanese were not ready for democracy. Fortunately, President Harry Truman stuck to his guns. He believed, as I do, in freedom's power to transform an adversary into an ally. And because he stayed true to his convictions, today Japan is one of the world's freest and most prosperous nations and one of America's closest allies in keeping the peace. The spread of freedom to Iraq and the Middle East requires the same confidence and persistence, and it will lead to the same results.
Leslie Gelb, what do you think of that? Is Japan a good analogy for Iraq?
I'm glad you picked that out, because the president is fixated on the Truman-Japan analogy, and I think it's entirely wrong. We totally conquered Japan like we conquered Iraq, but we threw Saddam out of power. We kept Emperor Hirohito in power. And Emperor Hirohito, in effect, blessed the American occupation, which was a peaceful occupation. He blessed the transition to democracy, which was a consensus and peaceful transition. It was entirely different. You know, what's more, under our tutelage and under our protection, the Japanese did it. And one of the characteristics of Mr. Bush's speech today, and the other speeches as well, was that they were about we, the United States, we're going to win the victory. And I think that's one of the real flaws in the strategy, even as he presents it now.
So do you not see any evolution in the president's thinking in the war and in his message?
No, I think there is an evolution. In fact, I wish he had given these speeches a year or so ago. It would have put us in a better position today. But I think the speech still leaves us short on two of the key elements of any successful strategy. One is our troop redeployments and withdrawals. I'm not talking about any artificial timetables here, because I don't believe in that. But how do you use the redeployments and withdrawals to convince the Iraqis that the war is going to be their responsibility? If you ask any of our military people, they will tell you that's the key. So we've got to use the withdrawals in order really to impress on them that sooner rather than later, they're going to have to take on this responsibility. And the president has got to balance that pressure with the worry, legitimate worry, that if we take the troops out too fast, it might lead to civil war. That's one problem he didn't address in any serious way. The other problem is that focus is on the elections. And we like to focus on elections.
He called this a watershed event tomorrow.
Yeah, he called it a watershed. I wish it were. I wish he would be right. But he called the January elections a watershed. Purple power, everybody putting up purple fingers in the air, and the press and the administration saying this is a watershed, a turning point. It wasn't. And the elections aren't going to be that. The elections are a step. Behind the elections is the Constitution and the chance to amend this Constitution and bring about a power-sharing agreement among the major religious and ethnic groups to settle this thing peacefully, create some legitimacy so that the soldiers have something to fight for. And these issues, and these are the two gut issues, core issues, really weren't addressed in the president's strategy.
I said that you had served in the State Department. That was during a Democratic administration. Do you hear Democrats putting forward a good alternative to what the president is saying?
I do not. I think one of the real problems in this debate has been that even though people are very skeptical about what the president is saying, they haven't found the Democrats putting together any viable or feasible alternative. And as long as the Democrats don't, I think the conclusion that most Americans reach is, well, as bad as Bush is doing, it's not clear the Democrats would know what to do either.
Leslie Gelb, President Emeritus at the Council on Foreign Relations, joining us from New York City. Mr. Gelb, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure.